This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Faster internet could be coming to parts of Monroe and West Monroe as AT&T has announced the expansion of fiber internet services. The areas included would be around the Garden District in Neville High School and Oliver Road in Monroe. In West Monroe, the Comanche Trail, Briarcliff, and Lake Village subdivisions and places near the West Monroe Convention Center. AT&T says they're not using any state or federal money for the project. Hurricane Ian could be the most powerful storm to hit the U.S. in comparison to four other Category 5 storms. Climatologist Barry Kimes says only time will tell about Ian's impact.
This storm, we're still waiting to see what the signature is going to be. There were estimates that we could see a storm surge between 12 and 18 feet, on that southwest Florida coast.
Hurricane Ian, Ida, and Laura all made landfall at 150 miles per hour. Each hurricane made its own impact. Ian is expected to continue to move slowly across Florida, bringing high rainfall totals and extensive damage to the area's population. Kimes says that when daylight comes, the damage will be horrendous.
It's just basically going to rake its way across the whole Florida peninsula. So the extent of the damage is going to be very, very, very large compared to some of the other storms.
Hurricane Ian's force is expected to have a strong impact that is so strong that the storm's name will probably be retired. Kimes says Ian can potentially affect Florida economically.
The dollar values and damage are going to be staggering with all these large population bases and these high rent districts with all these McMansions along the Florida coast, and all these theme parks across the Orlando area.
Up to 245 Louisiana National Guardsmen are deploying to Florida to aid in the aftermath. Colonel William Saint says they're providing two helicopters, two movement control teams, a horizontal engineering company, and a light to medium truck support company to the Sunshine State.
And we're going to make sure that we're prepared to save lives, protect property, restore civil order, reestablish communications, and ensure the continuity of government.
And while many of the Louisiana Guardsmen have experienced hurricane devastation personally, Saint says Hurricane Ian is an opportunity for Louisiana to return the favor back to Florida.
Whether it was Laura, Delta, Zeta, Ida, or any of the storms in years past, we've always had assistance from other states, and it just seems rare for us to get the opportunity to pay it back.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis asked Governor John Bel Edwards to send Louisiana Guardsmen as part of an Emergency Management Assistance Compact. From studios on the campus of ULM, I'm Corey Crow. This is 90.3 KEDM.